¿La malaria ha venido a fumigar aquí?
No,
Nunca.
porque no creo que venga.
¿Ni aparece por aquí?
Ahora ya no
vienen
más
antes.
Ah, más antes.
Health is more than just checkups and fitness. It also involves communication. As you just heard, many of those living in Ecuador are willing to discuss Chagas disease. Now it's our turn to listen. Professor at Ohio University, Dr. Benjamin R. Bates, is helping them be heard by leading an interview process that is a part of the field research conducted on Chagas disease. He does extensive work in health communication and is a part of the Field Research and Service Learning Study Abroad program through Ohio University that teaches about how communication plays a key role in tropical disease research.
This is my fifth time in Ecuador, and I first was brought into this project by Mario Grijalva when he said, we want to expand beyond doing just understanding where bugs are and the biology of preventing Chagas disease, and he wanted to include more disciplines. And so I was part of a trip down here that involved representatives from the College of Communication, from education, from business, health sciences and professions, so that they could introduce different colleges to the possibilities that are present here in Ecuador. And then when we visited the communities here, we were in Chaquisca, where we were dedicating the new water supply line that was built on top of this hill. And to see how this community was able to mobilize their resources in conjunction with the resources available from the government of Ecuador and ones that they could bring from Ohio and the larger United States. It was a really compelling story of how that all fit together. And I was like, yeah, this is the kind of place where we have existing relationships for social and economic development, where the Scripps College of Communication can really contribute towards that effort. And so I've been coming here pretty much ever since.
Bates focuses on teaching students about the value of communication in other fields and the role it plays in both research and working with others internationally.
So a lot of people will look at a place like the School of Communication Studies and say, we all communicate, we all talk to each other, we all do speeches and things like that. And that's sort of the introductory level of human communication. What human communication can really do is it can act as a supplement to other disciplines, where you come up with this great strategy for preventing Chagas disease in rural Ecuador, where you want to convince people to tear down their old houses and build new houses. Now, this is really sound from a scientific, architectural perspective. But when you go to somebody and you say, I want to tear down your house, their initial reaction is, I like my house. I don't want to tear down my house. And what we really need to do is to understand what motivates people to engage in their current behaviors and what might motivate them to change the behaviors that they do. And that's what I do with this project, is we try to find the strategies that will allow people to engage in pro-health and pro-social change in their everyday lives. And this year we happen to be doing it through a quantitative survey based on some health beliefs that we discovered 3 or 4 years ago in a project where we interviewed people. And in those interviews we said, well, what do you think the problem of having chinchorros in your house is? What would make people think that it would be a problem to have these small bugs in your house? What would be the barriers, what would be the benefits to changing some of your lifestyle habits? And they gave us those ideas and those strategies, and now we're taking those ideas and strategies and seeing if they apply to the broader community.
During his time in Ecuador, Bates oversaw how the surveys were conducted and met with political officials. He saw this as a way to encourage people to talk about Chagas disease and how to prevent it.
Ultimately, by taking these different strategies, if they're endorsed by members of the community, we'll be able to come up with health information or persuasion campaigns that talk to people using their own ideas, using their own language, and so hopefully they'll end up sort of persuading themselves into adopting these new pro-social changes. So it's not me coming from the United States of America saying, you people need to change what you're doing. It's them convincing themselves that they're ready, willing, and able to change, which I believe they are.
Chagas disease is not just a bug bite, but a social disease. However, by communicating with those living in Ecuador, a solution can be worked toward in order to help those affected. For more information on Chagas disease and what work was done during the 2018 study abroad trip, Check out valleyreality.org. And thanks for joining me. I'm Sarah Horn.
Doctor, la enfermedad está en el parásito, o sea, en las heces, en la caca. Ahí está el parásito.